Welcome to Kevin's Room Podcast. Is that the t-shirt you bought in LA?
Yes.
So I have a similar, I have a sweater, right? And around the neck area,
yeah,
right? You seem to have that little bit of a
wavy,
like kiji ga amateru looking thing.
Right.
And my sweater has that too.
Oh, yeah.
And it's new. It's brand new.
Oh.
Right? It was already like that. I didn't...
You just washed once, twice.
You know, I didn't even wash it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I guess that was kind of... Yeah, I wasn't looking careful enough, but it was like that. And I didn't like it, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted it...
True.
I wanted to straighten it out.
Me too. I wanted them to be straight. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any way...
Do you know the reason why this happens?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I found a TikTok.
Okay.
To like put it in boiling water.
That one?
Yeah. If you...
Like whole sweater?
Just your neck area. Okay, you would bring it all together, right?
Yeah.
And then you put just your neck area...
Uh-huh.
Into the boiling water for several seconds,
okay.
And you let it dry.
Uh-huh.
That the video said that it's going to shrink the fabric, uh-huh. right, and it's going to tighten all the neck area.
Wow,
which did not work at all. I did it.
Oh, you did it?
It did not work.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I was like if none of this works, I wouldn't be able to wear it. So
yeah.
So
I found just now. It's a, it's like gomu.
Oh.
This area is a
gomu. Oh, okay.
It's a, you know, you can.
I see.
It's different from this.
Yeah.
Gomu. Yeah.
Right.
So that's why.
Oh, it's not, you went like it's this. Not a stretch. It's more like.
Yeah. How, so it's gomu is like becoming nobichatteru.
Oh, got it.
So maybe if you can.
Sort of refresh.
Yeah, the gomu.
The gomu. The
again.
Then it worked for that.
Yeah, I think so.
But I don't know if putting it in boiling water would work with rubber.
What about yours? Is that
mine gomu? Is, I think it's just like cotton or something.
Cotton neck?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would try that.
Yeah.
Put it in the boiling water.
But I think heat is a good thing for sort of... Bringing those particles back together, no? For rubber.
Really?
Or is it the opposite? Does it soften the particles? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Actually, I don't know.
Not sure, but... true. But I think there would be certain way of fixing it, like... So, you know, like, that's the gomu too. Like, sodega beroberon natchatta toki no fixing ways and like... You know, those things.
Yeah. So, it's same logic, right?
Yeah.
With the neck.
Something.
Oh.
Yeah.
True,
but yeah, it's wavy now. Like.
Yeah. Right.
True. I don't like it.
Yeah. Me neither.
I think it's a very old one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's true. I'm wearing old clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks, you're wearing very old clothes.
Right.
Like I want it to be like.
Fresh and crispy.
Yeah, right? Crispy. Yes.
I get it.
Yeah. I'll try that, the boiling water one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I check if it's okay with rubber first.
Yeah, true.
Right? We don't want to ruin the whole t-shirt.
It will destroy your whole thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Is it obvious? You can easily see.
Not as obvious as mine, though. It's worse.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a darashinai look.
Uh-huh, okay.
I would just, it is noticeable though. Like if I were to look at you and I would notice that you do have a wavy neck.
Yes.
It is noticeable. Sure. Yeah.
And also it's, when you wear this, the gomu stretches.
Yeah.
And then you put it.
Right.
That's what I do all the time. So it's natural for them to like stretch out. Like this.
How do you wear and take off your shirts? Do you how do you do that? How do you do it?
When I wear this, I just do this.
Arm first or no? Head first or arms first?
Wow. It's a difficult question. I don't even...
Is it a difficult question?
I don't even remember that.
Just remember how you would turn, how you would wear a t-shirt, man. Just, how would you wear a t-shirt? How do you not know that?
do you remember?
I absolutely do remember.
Wow. I don't even think... Let me try.
Yeah, go ahead. Like yeah. Yeah.
So that's how I... So it's not t-shirt. It's a sweater.
It's a sweater. Yeah, sure. It's sure, very, sure, sure.
Thick one.
Okay.
So it's actually difficult to... So that's how I basically put off my sweater.
Okay, so one arm off... And then your head, and then the other arm.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how would you wear it?
Okay. Oh, head first.
Head first?
Yeah, like this.
Head first.
And then right
arm. And then arm. Arm.
The thumb. Yeah,
oh, that's got what it.
Doing.
Oh, got
yes,
it.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. You can't... There is no better way of, like, in terms of, like, not stretching the neck area, right?
Yeah.
That's... You can't really find a better way to...
Right.
Wear it, right?
Right. Because you have to stretch them to...
Sort of get through your head.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the only way of wearing this.
Yeah.
You can just, you know,
find
another way to...
Right.
So, yeah. Right.
Because what some people do is they sort of like, when they wear it off, when they take it off, they would sort of like stretch the neck and then kind of like...
Right.
So that it doesn't scrape off their face.
Ah.
And I guess that's kind of bad
for like
in terms of stretch.
True. Yeah, no, I don't care. I just, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So I was just wondering.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try, search it before and then try the a boiling water thing or.
Yeah.
Or I did it, wash it by the.
Kansoki.
Yeah. Maybe that
is shrunk.
Yeah, that wasn't good for like around the necks.
Right.
Maybe
the t-shirt itself shrunk, but the rubber stayed the same, so that it kind of ended up
true.
You know, wavy. Maybe.
That's a great guess.
Yeah.
Detective. Yeah.
Right.
True.
So it's not the rubber that expanded.
Yeah,
it's the
that one is
t-shirt that shrunk.
True.
Right. Wow. I feel like Detective Conan.
Yeah.
I saw a Conan movie yesterday.
Oh.
You know the Conan movie out? It's out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's out with the Conan movie. Okay. Have you seen the recent Conan movies?
No.
No?
I actually haven't seen any.
Really?
Of these.
You've never seen one Conan movie?
Like, I saw some animes
but like
on
a
TV. No movie.
Never seen a Conan movie?
No.
Damn.
Is it good? That good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, but the recent ones are more like, I watch it for comedy now. Like, it's just funny how things work in those recent Conan movies.
Is it serious?
It really does ignore modern physics.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it is. One of those more like early 2000s and 2010s.
Okay.
Those were... Really, I like those the best.
Okay,
the recent ones are more like
Conan movies.
Yeah,
mm.
The recent ones are more for comedy, and
you're talking about it's like Avengers thing, Marvel movie things, like superpower those.
Not superpower. It's just the recent one has like a scene where Conan skateboards on a wire, right? And it just
on a wire.
Yeah, on a wire.
Okay,
and that's.
Skateboarding on a wire?
Skateboards on a wire.
Okay.
Fast speed. High speed. Up the hill. And it's just, I don't know how that works.
Wow.
Or like, there's another scene where, same movie, two guys are fighting on top of an airplane. With
on top of an airplane?
Just casually standing up on the...
moving, flying airplane?
On a moving airplane.
In a pie. Wow.
Yeah, if it's flying and it's not, they're not holding on to anything.
Wow.
They're just holding on to swords
and they're
fighting on top of the airplane, a moving airplane. It's just, wow.
Oh, that's starting to become like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's funny now to me.
Is that how everybody sees the movie?
I don't know, actually. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I
don't know what the core fans are thinking about it.
Okay.
But my friends are kind of like, have a similar vibe to it.
Oh, wow.
It's like, it's always funny how, several movies before, uh-huh. it was the butai was Shibuya,
oh.
and it was like there's two liquids, right? There's the blue liquid and like the red liquid that some bad guys invented. I'm not sure if this is accurate, but all right. But this side of the Shibuya comes the red liquid, and this side of the Shibuya comes the blue liquid, right? And if the two liquids collide together, uh-huh. it explodes. Right, so Conan.
What are you talking about?
I mean, that's just that's okay. Like, what Conan has to do is he has to prevent those two liquids.
Is it flowed?
Yeah, it's over flooding. It's like it's all over the Shibuya city. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's like flooding.
Okay.
And it's coming together, and it's like, oh no, it's almost touching together. If it touches, it's gonna explode. What Conan has to do is he has to stop it, right?
Yeah, of course.
You know, he has a belt that releases.
Yeah, the ball. Yes. Oh, yeah.
He uses that, right? And he would, I don't know why, he tweaked the settings, right? So that the ball is bigger, right?
Yeah, of course.
So he made a ball that's basically the size of Shibuya. he uses that ball to sort of, like a stopper. Like, you know, in bathtubs, you have like this rubber...
like a rubber ball
kind of ball to sort of like stop the water from sort of like sink out all the water, stopper, right? Uh-huh. Like water stoppers.
Yeah,
he used that as a soccer ball in the middle of Shibuya.
Wow.
And then like, yeah, I don't know how the physics works, but it's just he used the ball to sort of like stop all the flows of the liquid.
Wow.
and that's how he managed to save the city. So
I mean, it's not like detective anymore. It's just...
Well, there's detectiving at first. He would first do the detectiving first, right? Find the hunting and save the danger people. And then comes the ultimate danger situation, right?
That's,
the basic concept of the Conan movies.
I mean,
it's kind of funny now.
Yeah.
To this point, to me.
Right, right.
How is this possible? Like, where is the? Yeah. That's interesting.
Wow, I feel like Conan is very serious and based on very logical physics and logical things.
Yeah, the detectiving is very, very logical.
Oh, okay.
Very logical.
Oh wow.
But the actions are very wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.